Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk
with our theme song tonight, Manic Monday, with Michelle Costa and Ron Rad.
Everyone, this is Cherry Garcia. You're listening to the Rad Reality Show. This is Manic Monday, and we have Michelle Costa from BB10. We also have a special guest joining us tonight, Laura McDonald. Maddie's mom from BB9 will be joining us in just a little while. We have on the phone line with us Panther, who is going to be watching the chat room. Paul is on the phone line with us just to help us out. And let's first say hello to Michelle Costa.
Well, hello. Thank you, Cherry, very much.
How are you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing very good. I'm actually really excited today because, you know, there's so many things going around about Big Brother right now. Big Brother 13 is right around the corner. And we have such an amazing guest tonight on Manic Mondays. We have Miss Laura McDonald, the mother of Maddie from Big Brother 9. And she's here to talk about everything, almost everything, let's put it that way.
So looking forward to
you.
He has to say.
I'm very interested. And, you know, a lot of other things, too. We're going to talk about Maddie's blog that he started. And I don't know if you guys read his last blog, but holy moly. It was intense. It was, you had about every emotion going through your body while you were reading it, and I really hope you guys take the time to read it. We'll definitely put up a link, and that's something also that Laura is going to talk about. So I'm really excited. So I just want to say hello to everybody in the chat room and all our listeners after the chats and after our show is done. Hello. And is Panther on right now? Hello, Panther.
Wow. Hello, everybody.
How are we feeling this night?
Oh, a little bit perfect.
A little bit thirsty? Is that what you said?
Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, it was the purr that threw me off. I'm sorry.
Maybe a little thirsty. So I'm thirsty for some information on BB13.
Yes, let's start. I figure let's talk a little bit about that right now, seeing that she'll be calling in a few minutes. What have you heard or what have you read? You know, we don't know if it's true, that maybe you want to discuss.
You know, honestly, I have to say I've been at the doctor's all day, so I have not seen or read anything.
Oh, so you don't know really, like, anything.
I know nothing. I'm coming into this blind.
Oh. Well, Cherry, do you know anything that you might want to enlighten Panther about?
I have heard lots of rumors. I've heard that the house might get crashed by
intruders. Ooh. Have you heard that rumor?
I have not. You just popped my cherry on that one. Ooh, intruders. Hmm. Very interesting. See, I actually heard that the house was going to be kind of like Halloweenish, superstitious, you know, kind of going with the whole Big Brother 13 thing. Like,
wow.
Some people think that 13 is unlucky, while others find 13 to be very lucky. But I hear it's going to be something along the lines of that. Doesn't that sound interesting? I don't know about you. My favorite holiday is Halloween and superstitions and all that stuff. I love it. What do you think about that?
I have one little clip I'm going to throw in and play here because we have some callers on the phone line and they need to know about this.
Okay, let's do it.
Call in at 347-237-5506. But anyways... and when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Some people aren't pushing 1 to let us know whether they want to talk or not. So I thought Ron would
be able to tell
them.
There'll be, some people that kind of want to talk about, like, rumors, don't you think?
Yeah.
Because, hello, it's 10 days away. 10.
Getting excited.
You know, it's funny because I actually read a Facebook posting by Mr. John Crocker, and it was really funny. He posted, I would just like to say, sorry to my friends and my family and my life for the next 3 months. Big Brother is my world now, and I would like to apologize ahead of time. So I thought that was funny because it does engulf our life, especially the live feed watchers. You know what I'm talking about.
My husband knows that life as he knows it no longer exists. He becomes secondary to everything in life once Big Brother starts, and it doesn't return until we return from Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, my. So, he gets extended ignoring.
Yeah, he does.
And how does he feel about that? Is he a Big Brother fan because of that?
I'm one of the very lucky ones that he actually is a reality nut like I am.
Oh,
and
good.
We watch all big, all of the reality shows. He watches Big Brother with me. He is not as big of a feed watcher like I am, but he watches all the shows. And if something is really intense going on in the live feeds, he'll rush over and sit down and watch with me, But, he's at work a lot, so he doesn't get to watch all the live feeds like I do. But he keeps up with everything, and if something happens, I have to tell him, immediately what's going on. And he does keep up with Big Brother, so I'm very fortunate in that. And that's why he was interested in going out to Vegas with me and meeting everyone, and he was willing to do all that. So I'm really fortunate that I have a husband that loves all the reality shows. And
it's fun to be able to share stuff with somebody, Like,
it is.
If they're into
wonderful.
It,
I hear about people that have husbands that hate it, and I feel so sorry for them because I'm so fortunate that he loves it,
Yeah, that's great because, I'm sure he had a lot of fun in Vegas, and I think Big Brother is addicting. I think it's, you get one show and you're just hooked, and I've been hooked since Big Brother 1, so I've been there from, the beginning. But, I was wondering, Cherry and Panther and Paul, are you guys one of those, because I've gotten a lot of different feedback about this. There's some people that don't even watch live feeds, they just watch CBS. And then there's people that watch, CBS and the live feeds. And then we have those die-hard people that strictly watch the live feeds and that's it. Are any of you guys just strictly live feed watchers and hardcore 24/7? Or do you guys give CBS a chance? I mean, of course you're going to watch it, but there's some people that told me that they don't watch CBS. I'm like, I would do both.
Let's bring somebody else up on the phone line with us.
Let's do that.
Dr. thank you for calling the Rad Reality Show. And tell us who you are.
Are you talking
Cowboy?
About me?
Yes.
I'm Cowboy, the one and only. Thank you, Jesus.
Woohoo! Yeah, Cowboy. Ride him, Cowboy. Woo!
Save a horse, ride a... Oh, okay. I love that song.
Yes.
Anyways, you know, I agree with Michelle. I've been a fan since day one, and, you know, reality shows take over my life besides my kids. I love so many of them, but Big Brother, I'm glued to the TV. I don't really watch the live feed so much. You know, it's one of them things where I think it would be too addicting, and I really love my sleep. So I really, you know, I just, I love when people text me, you know, all type of hours of the night saying, they just said something about you. You know, enough people's watching it for me that they let me know what's going on.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if you felt the same way as I did, Cowboy, but when I first watched live feeds for the first time was season 11, the season after mine. And I felt weird. Like, I was like, oh, my God, this is what people did to me. Like, they watched me eat, like cereal and, like, watched me, like, paint my toenails. And I don't think I realized how intense it was. And it freaked me out where I was like, I don't think I can watch this. But I had, like, a tug-and-pull relationship with it because I, like, would watch it and then I'd be like, oh, my God. But I have to be honest. I did do the flashbacks whenever anybody did, you're right, when everybody posted, oh, something good's happening on live feeds or somebody texted, somebody's talking about you, you know, I'd go, I'd be like, what's the time on this? And I'd go back and I'd watch it. I'll be honest, but did you feel the same way when you watched it? Did you feel kind of like creepy?
Yeah, it's a little weird because, I mean, you can watch people sleep and, you know, just, It is weird. I mean, it's just, you know, I guess it's probably, I mean, yeah, I watched live feeds when they first came out, when they were actually, I guess, free, I guess in season 3, because that was the original season that I applied for. So I did watch their season, and I think it was 3, or was it season 4 they started?
I think it was season 4.
It was one of them, because, I mean, they did the whipped cream and, you know,
yeah.
And stuff like that, and got naked in the hot tub. And here I am watching it. I was working graveyard at the time, and I was at work, and I was like, holy crap, they're going to see naked titties on the screen, and I'm going to get fired. And all it was
oh,
was
my God.
Or, you know, Big Brother. It was like, oh, my goodness. I mean, that comes across in my mind like, how many times did people see me naked? You know, I mean, just stuff like that, which was quite a bit.
Yes.
I think we have our guest caller.
Oh, we would love Cowboy to stay on. Cowboy, if you could stay on, we have our guest caller. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Great.
Area code 617. Thank you for joining us on the Rad Reality Show.
Hi.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
This is Cherry Garcia on the Rad Reality Show. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Cherry. Thank you for having me, all of you.
Hello,
Laura.
This is Michelle. How are you?
Hello, everyone. Michelle. Who else? Panther.
Panther. And
yes,
we have Paul on, and we have Cowboy.
Hi, Cowboy. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Thank you for having
Good.
Me tonight.
So, Laura, how are you doing this evening? Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate you taking your time out of your day and your life to come and talk with us and share with us, you know, what's been going on with you.
I thank you for the opportunity. It's really an honor. I just hung up with Matt a few minutes ago. I told him I was going to be on tonight. He wished me luck. He wishes he could be on tonight, but maybe in the near future that could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... I'm hanging in there. I mean, it's been a lot of a rocky road for the past, 15 months, but it's all good. It's all good now.
And how is Maddie doing? Is he doing good? He's holding up. I mean, I read that blog, and I know you want to talk a little bit about the blog that he's writing, because I know
yeah.
some people probably don't think it's him and his words, and maybe you can explain everything, but wow. But the blog
yeah.
that he just recently did was an emotional ride for me, I'll tell you. It was really
thank
intense.
You.
And,
thank you.
And
it's
I know
amazing.
That Cherry read
think,
it, too. So did you want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I think it's amazing, not just because he's my son, but for some reason a lot of people don't believe Matt is writing the blogs, but they're 100% written by him. And what happens is he corresponds to my sister, who's his aunt, through phone calls like four nights a week and through the mail. And he mails her what he writes, and she transposes it onto the blog, MaddieMcDonald.world. I think it's on WordPress.com. That's right. See, I just have the link and I go to it. I never know, you know, what the exact word. Right. And he couldn't talk about any of this stuff that he has been blogging about until he got sentenced, which was on May 11th. So he had an entire year of just sitting in prison, not being able to, you know, voice anything, which was very difficult for him. So that's why he likes to blog. He gets everything out there, which has been, you know, really therapeutic for him. But his main goal right now is to help people out there who have suffered with addiction, because not only was Matthew selling the drugs and got arrested for conspiracy to sell drugs and convicted of that, but he was also addicted to them. I don't know if you all know that, but...
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very sad, but they, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, Laura, this is
yes.
Paul.
Hi, Paul.
I did not know that, but
yes.
That is very dear to my heart, because I just recently celebrated 24 years of clean and sober. So
I would say,
absolutely.
I never saw my son spiral so fast out of control after he, you know, had his, 5 minutes to fame. Do you know what I mean? And he hit it well from everybody. But the thing is that I just thank the good man above or wherever he is, that nothing happened to my son in the meantime of before he got help for that, which he did before all of this came down. And he wants people to know that, you know, he's learning from his mistakes and he's not going to go down that same path ever again. You know, I've gotten emails from strangers telling me how much they, like, enjoy reading his blog. And I've also been asked by people if when he gets out of the big house there, he went from Big Brother to the Big House, people. Hello.
oh, wow.
Yeah, we kind of laugh about that together, him and I, when, you know, he's like, Ma, I went from Big Brother to the Big House. I said, hey, Matt, that's what happens when, you know.
At least he still has a sense of humor, you know. That's a good thing.
You have to.
You have to.
Yeah, you really do. And so high schools have been reaching out. So when he gets out, they want him to go speak to the students, which I think is a wonderful thing. So
that's awesome. So
yeah,
like he's going to be kind
is.
Of like a motivational speaker, like letting
right.
people know like his story.
Yeah,
and
he'd like
hopefully
to
it
that.
Affects one person. Like,
absolutely.
So do you think that he started doing the drugs after Big Brother, or do you think that it was something that happened before, or do you think that the whole fame just got to him and it was peer pressure and stuff like that?
Michelle, I think it was all of it. I think being on Big Brother opened so many doors for him that he had never opened before. And anything was that just handed to him. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And that's no excuse, but everything was right there. So easy to just, here you go. And from there it went. You know, but then we choose the road we go down. It's not, you can't blame anybody. You choose it, and that's... You know, that's what happens. But his Twitter account and his blog, I mean, they have over 10,000 hits already, which is amazing. But people are reading. You know, not all the comments are great, but that's okay. Because, you know, people are going to be like that. They don't know the real Matt yet. They saw a kid on TV who was kind of, not for nothing, mean to Natty, but...
that's so funny. I actually got a message from Chatty Natty, and she was just so happy that you were doing the show, and she was really happy.
She's
and
a sweetheart.
She sent me a personal message, yeah.
She's a sweetheart.
Yep.
Hi, Nat. She's a sweetheart. But, yeah.
So how did they handle that? Like, did they offer him, like, drug counseling, or did he ask to do that, or how does that work?
No, I had to actually force him to go in a place.
Okay.
probably, let's say, August, September, October, November, probably about 8 months before this all happened to him, the drug conspiracy and all that. I had to force him to go in somewhere because it was just very bad. And he went in, and when he came out, he was a different person. It doesn't always work the first time either.
Nope.
I have a lot of friends that, and Paul, you can relate, right?
Absolutely can, Laura.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't work, but knock.
It's a hard fight,
you know?
It's a hard fight.
It really is, but he's
I have
doing
to say
it.
His writing skills are unbelievable.
Thank you. I agree with you. No, he doesn't get that from me.
I read his blog the other night at like 4:30 in the morning. My husband and I have very odd hours. He works very late shift. And I read his blog for the very first time before I found out you were coming on the show, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
It touched my heart in such a way that I had my eyes were welled up with tears. And I made a few comments, and my husband was like, what are you talking about? And I said, you have to listen to this. And I read the entire blog from this entry, this latest entry, from top to bottom, out loud to my husband.
Oh, my gosh.
It touched my heart that much.
Oh, my God. Thank you. It's amazing, the words that come out of him, but he means everything he says.
I was just in awe, and it was the following day, how ironic is that, that I found out you were coming on the show.
That is
ironic.
And I was like, you're kidding me. I just read this last night, and it just touched my heart so much, and I was so thrilled that you were coming on.
Oh, well, I'm so grateful to be on, and thank you all for having me. I appreciate it, and Matthew appreciates it. But so many people, I just wanted to say that so many of his fans and so many people have sent so many messages, and I just want to let you know that between the Twitter and the blogging, my sister tries to relay all the messages to him, so they will try to get to each and every one of them eventually. If they haven't, don't think that, you know, it's been just like skipped over because they're all read, so and we appreciate each and every one of them.
How does he have communication?
Yeah, my sister's amazing with him. Oh, it's awesome.
How does Matt have
the
communication?
Him.
Is he able to watch TV and go on a computer and stuff like that, or is
no
he
computer.
Not able to have any?
No computer, phone. He calls me every night by phone. We have a certain time. He calls my sister about 3 or 4 times a week, and then his friends and family, like, he try to hit them up if they don't answer or whatever. But, no, it's all done by phone. It's very expensive. It costs us probably about $125 a week just to keep him in jail.
Wow.
Yeah, between canteen and phone. I know it. But that's a small price to pay considering what has transpired. But, yeah. That's the only way we can communicate. No computers, no cell phones. TV, yes, Michelle, like on the unit.
Yeah.
But it's a group TV. They all share it. They actually call Matthew Big Brother on the unit.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, well, he's probably like one of the last ones now waiting because it's kind of where he is. He's in Middleton, Massachusetts in Essex County, and it's like a holding facility. So people have come and gone. And he's like one of the last Mohicans waiting to go now on to the next part of the journey. But
so what happened May 11th? What did they determine?
I'm sorry, what?
What happened May 11th? What happened at the conclusion of the trial?
He got 3 years. He was sentenced to 3 years, and he'll have 5 years probation and a $50,000 fine.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he's the only person who got hit with the $50,000 fine, but it is what it is. You know,
wow.
It is what it is. You can't knock it. What do you say, right?
Yeah, I mean.
What do you say? The judge was very fair, very fair.
And
you know?
And the time that he served before goes towards that 3 years, correct? Or
all
is it 3 years on top?
No, all this. He's been in there 15 months now. He should be in a halfway house probably by next April.
Okay, good. That's soon.
Yeah. Yep.
That's
and when
wonderful.
He goes to federal prison, I'm pretty sure he'll have access to email and computers. I don't know what the extent of it will be, though, you know.
Yeah.
Laura,
yeah.
Are you willing to take some questions from the callers?
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
The people calling in?
We
yes.
have a call right now.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
Let's bring someone up.
Let's do it.
Area code 570. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, it's Michelle from the Bronx. Hey, everybody. How are you?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Hey. Hello, Mrs. McDonald. How are you?
I'm good, Michelle. How are you, dear?
I'm doing good. I'm glad that you just said the last part that you did, because I am a retired federal prison officer.
Oh, okay.
So...
What part did I say? I'm sorry.
Well, no, you said that you weren't sure about what would happen when he got transferred to the federal pen.
Oh, good. Now you can tell me.
There you
I
go.
Can tell
show
you,
it.
I can tell you.
Excellent.
As long as he didn't commit, as long as he did not commit a crime using a computer,
correct.
He will have access to computers.
Oh,
I'm not 100% sure how they'll work out the internet aspect of it. He won't have, I'm pretty sure he won't have direct correspondent. Like, he can't aim somebody or text somebody or tweet somebody. But
right.
he can use the computer on his self so that he'll be able to, like, write a Word document as opposed to a pen
oh,
and a pencil and a piece of paper.
Wonderful. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
No, he was not convicted with a computer.
Right.
Right.
That I know.
Awesome. Oh, that was so nice of you to call. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I do have a few little questions.
Sure.
Okay. When did you realize that Adam was a bad influence on Maddie?
I'm really not at liberty to answer that right now.
Okay.
Matthew, I know. I'm not brushing you off, Michelle.
No, I'm really not.
It's just I'd rather, like, Matt direct those questions.
Okay.
After, you know, when he gets out and he's able to talk about it. You know, I have no hard feelings towards anybody or anything, so I'm going to leave that one at that.
Can I interrupt right here?
Who's
you
that,
mentioned,
Paul?
Laura, about, you know, not knowing what access he could have, maybe with Michelle on the line, she can answer it. Is it ever possible that he, for instance, could come on an internet radio show like this?
Negative. Absolutely
okay.
Yeah,
not.
I didn't think so. No.
Absolutely not. There's too many chances of other things that code could be said and it has to be monitored and it will be recorded. So I don't think
right.
that you would want chatters or callers to have their voice recorded or the conversation recorded and then put into the archives. Underneath
right.
what will be held under with Matt.
Yeah, that would make sense, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good answer, yeah. That does make sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
It
sounds
thank you.
Like, you're welcome.
What else, big, Michelle, you got for me?
all right, so you couldn't...
Laura, there's a question in the chat room, and again, you may not be able to answer this.
Go ahead.
Since you were just not able to answer the other Michelle's question, but one of the questions was, why is Baller out? Free.
He's not.
Well, I guess that answers that question
go,
right there.
They can go to the, I believe they can go to the prison, the Bureau of Federal Prison and Google his name and they'll find out where he is. I don't remember, but he's not out. As far as I know, he's not, but.
Mm-hmm. Right. He
and
made,
who,
he
where did you hear that Baller was out? Because I haven't heard that, but did you see that or read that?
No, somebody just asked it in the chat room, so I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe they're looking up something old, or I don't know.
Yeah, when you plea deal, it doesn't mean you go free.
No, absolutely not.
He was out free for a little while, wasn't he, and then he had to go back?
Well, yeah, he was out for a while, yeah.
Right.
So that might be, they may be confused.
Right,
yeah.
because he was out on bail and he wasn't convicted yet. But upon
thank you, Michelle.
upon
Michelle knows her stuff, I'll tell you.
Dude, man, I worked in Danbury, man. I had the country club of the country clubs.
Now, where's that, Michelle? Danbury?
Danbury, Connecticut. That's the other thing that I want to talk to you about. Did you know?
Can Mac go there? Can Mac go there?
No, he can't because they converted it over to all women, which actually
ruined
for me while I was working there. I was dying.
Well, Matt probably wouldn't have a problem with that.
Matt
is like, put me in, lock me up, and the key.
I'm going to tell you, Matt would have a very hard time in there because it is more. more three-quarters gay than anything. It's not.
Oh, geez.
Oh, he might have a hard time. And I don't know, maybe he'd convert some. Never mind. Let's go to the next subject.
It's a
PG show, isn't it?
They're not converting.
No, this is definitely rated R, so don't you worry about it.
Okay, then we'll continue.
Okay, I'm going to stop and play something here real quick.
Okay. I love it. I love it.
The views of the host or the sponsors of the radio show
and
are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
Oh, we always have to throw a disclaimer in, you know? We never know what could happen.
I always get that Michelle disclaimer every time I talk. All right, so McDonald, let's go for the second question.
Okay.
All right.
Do it.
Did you ever tell Adam to stay clear of your son?
I'm not at the liberty to answer that right now.
Yeah. As a mom, you couldn't say, dude, get away from my son before I smack you upside your head.
Michelle, I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. How's that?
You're more than capable, and I totally accept that.
Okay. So you can use your imagination, all right?
Oh, I know. I know exactly what would have went down. So
you know, you sound so familiar.
Because I'm from the Bronx.
Oh, that must be it.
There's a relationship.
Laura, she has the accent like us. That's what it is.
Wait a minute. I was told by Michelle Costa I am an Italian queen because I'm going to be 50. Hello.
Yeah. Well, I actually called her the princess, and she said, I'm going to be 50. I'm too old to be a princess. And I said, well, then you are the queen, girlfriend.
Thank you. Go no, never mind.
All right. So
I know, right?
Oh.
We don't want to get talking about that now.
No,
we don't.
Let's get back to Matt. Sorry. Question three.
All right, here's a chat room question.
Okay.
A chat room question. Did Adam and Maddie have problems before BB, or did the pressure of BB make them do what they did?
I believe Matthew probably had the start of a problem. I would think, honestly, before Big Brother, maybe he had the start of a problem. Yeah. And I think with, like I told you, the open doors and everything that was, you know, offered to him or out there, then I think everything just spiraled. And then, you know, starting to sell them, they're at your fingertips, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy access. I think at the end, things were so bad because Matthew had stopped selling and doing months prior to all this, you know, conspiracy stuff coming out with anybody. And I think that he was pretty much dealing to feed his own addiction. That's what it had come down to. Not a matter of making thousands, I'm rolling in the money. No.
Right.
It was more of feeding my addiction.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part. But like I said, thank God it didn't take my son's life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of like, you know, he's alive, thank God.
Yes.
You know, I think he realizes what's happened from what I've read to me personally.
Yeah.
He's done like a 180. And
yes,
you can just tell by the feeling of what his words are that he's going to come out and he's going to take this negative and make it into a positive in his life and other people's lives that he doesn't know and that he knows.
Absolutely. You know, and a lot of people, the quote-unquote bad messages we get, they say he's just looking to get back in the spotlight again, and he's not at all. If that's what people want to think, you know, so be it, but we all know that he's just trying to reach out to people, and that's all that matters right now. Really,
I mean,
that's
only
all
matters
that matters.
Is that he's alive. And it's kind of like one of those things, like, you know, he'll be in there, he won't be near the drugs, he won't be near any of that, you know, and that's the next step because, you know, people who have problems and they don't have, you know, people around them that love them and want to try to help them, and they're just always around it, and, like, you can't stay around to try to get better.
Exactly.
You know,
you can't be around the negativity, no, not at all, because you're just going to fall right back into the same,
Exactly.
Now, this is actually a question I saw on the chat. Do you think that if Matt was offered it when he came out, do you think he would go back in the Big Brother house?
Do I think he would go back into the Big Brother house?
Yes.
Anything's possible. That's something you'd have to ask Matt, but anything's possible. I don't think that he'd play it the way he did, but I think that would probably be down the line if something was ever, but considering what has happened to him, I don't know how that works.
I don't think
would they ever invite him to be back on All Stars 5 years?
We don't know that.
Who knows?
Yeah,
we don't know that.
We have
no idea. Would he even consider it? That's something I think we're better off waiting to ask him, because I don't want to answer on his behalf. I don't know.
If he was incarcerated, he wouldn't want to be cooped up in another place for 3 months.
I know, Michelle, but think how good he would do.
Michelle, you actually bring up a good point.
There's a whole phobia that will come with it, and what he'll wind up trying to do is live like he did and manage like he did while he was in prison, and that means non-socializing. And since Big Brother is a socializing game, he's going to resort back to what's the most recent of his events. And he's going to have it's like a post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, you're going to take it, even if it's 5 years after he's been released and off his parole.
Right.
It's going to be a trigger. So
because he'll be on probation, I believe it's 5 years.
He's not going to be allowed to do anything with CBS.
It's not going to
happen.
Well, then we got our answer, I guess, didn't we?
Michelle knows. Is that the halfway house? Is that the reason for the halfway house to mainstream him back?
Yes. That's what I was wondering.
I'm like, why does he have to go to a halfway house? And he's trying to explain it to me. I'm like, yeah, but what do you mean? You'll know how to. And he's like, no, Ma, I've been in here. It's a different life.
If he does the full time, he doesn't go to a halfway house. If he's doing the parole and the whole thing, and they did the plea deals and all that other stuff, he must go to a halfway house, get acclimated, and then immediately go in and find a job and then a residence. And he's not allowed to have any contact with anybody that has either been incarcerated, part of his previous case, or it has like an ongoing type of case that was maybe drug related. So if he has one of his friends that has a pending case, he can't be associated with that friend anymore. If he gets caught, it negates everything that he has, and then he's going to do the full time.
Isn't the halfway house, which what I heard, you know, from friends and stuff, that it's actually helpful. It kind of, instead of throwing them out into civilization and being like, here you go, here's something that you haven't experienced in like whatever years, it actually helps them kind of start to get acclimated into society. You know, they have to be in by a certain time. They get their rooms checked. They have to look for a job. They have to do this. They have to do all this stuff. Which to me, I think is great, because there's some people that have been there. You know, the world changes so dramatically within such a short period of time.
And to see people
out there like that and just be like, all right, see you probably soon, because we're just kind of throwing you to the wolves.
There is a huge revolving door aspect. So you don't want Maddie to get caught up in that. Even with all his blog writing and the soul searching that he's doing, it will be very easy for him to fall back into that I'm going to smile and get my way mood that he always wound up having.
Oftentimes the parents
don't want to take on that responsibility of doing that checking. Are you going to be home on time? Do you have anything in your pockets? Do you have any,
I'll be on that case. Don't worry about that. I don't care if he's 1,000 miles away.
So that halfway house does that for them when they first get out. They check them. They make sure that they're able to follow rules and regulations, and they're able to go out and get a full-time job and hang on to it, for a short period of time, before they cut them loose out into the world. I think that's a stepping stone for them to get acclimated, like you said, back into the world.
Speaking of jobs, Matthew was working like at the W Hotel in Boston. When I tell you, he loved his job. He loved it. He was doing room service. Everyone recognized him. This is when he had, he kicked his addiction. He stopped doing what he was doing. And 5 months later, the DEA swooped in and arrested him in front of an auditorium of people.
Wait, they arrested him at work?
Yes, right, swooped right in.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, they knew where he was going to be, so they had to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, it's one of those stories. It's a common story with people of that, you know, lifestyle and habits,
mm-hmm.
that when you really get that bad and you're really that careless, you know, that's where it all comes down. They're going to nail you where you're
where
always
they can
gonna
nail
be.
You. Yeah,
gonna,
I know
where
it.
You're always going to be. And because he was feeding his addiction by not only selling, but he kept the job, which was the good thing.
I know.
I mean, that showed a little bit more than most people have.
Yeah.
You know, they had to go there and get him. And it was safer for him. It was actually safer for him to be caught at a place where he was working than to be any place else, because he wouldn't have been evading, putting other people into danger. And of course it would be easier, of course, on the family, so they didn't have to see the whole thing go down.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, Michelle, you give a really good perspective on things.
I know.
You look at it from
awesome?
Like.
She's wonderful.
Someone in the chat room just said that Adam is in the West Virginia Federal Prison until 2014, according to the website. So
there you go.
There you go.
I got friends that work there.
Really? She knows
I
everyone, this girl.
She does.
We're well connected at the Rad Reality Show.
I'm telling you, you are. You really are. I'm impressed.
Gosh.
So,
Laura.
Two things, Ms. McDonald. One thing is that I want you to know something, that when they do place him into the federal system, and this is something that, you know, I want you to feel comfort with. I don't know where he is exactly in relevance as mile-wise to you, but there's a law. And the law is that the inmate must be within a 200-mile radius of his home so his family members can come and visit.
Really? Oh, I did not know that. Okay.
So make sure, you know, you can do a little bit of reading or, you know, and find out on your own. You know, he might go someplace further away, and that might be a temporary until another bed opens up in a closer facility. And I don't know what other, you know, facilities are closest to you. I know that Otisville in New York is probably one of the closest ones for you.
Okay.
And
thank you.
You're welcome.
I will do some investigating. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Well, that's good. We like
you,
Michelle. Jeez.
Michelle Costa, you were trying to ask me something. What was it?
No, that was Panther that was trying to ask you something.
Oh, Panther, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Go ahead, Panther.
There's a chat question, and I already know how you're going to answer this, but just so that they know, we're going to address it.
Sure.
Okay, I hate to ask this.
No, ask me anything.
No, I'm reading the question.
Oh.
Okay, I hate to ask this, but didn't he first get arrested for arguing with his pregnant girlfriend? Please ask.
Did he get arrested for arguing? The first thing, yes. And got let go on no fault.
And that's what he said in his blog, too. So.
Yeah.
So I just don't want to be...
No.
You just don't kill the messenger, correct, Panther?
Right.
I'm not shooting anybody. No.
Well, on a different note, let's go on a different note.
Sure.
Laura, I'm just wondering. Now, are you a big, huge Big Brother fan?
I wasn't until I haven't stopped watching it since 9 now. 9, 10, 11, 12. I know. That's my sister was the Big Brother fan, and she used to tell me, watch it. And I'd be like, oh, no, you know, I don't have time, which of course I did. But, and then obviously when 9 came, and of course now I am, yes.
Now, did you have, like, an idea that he was trying out for something like this, or that he liked that show? Like, how did that all come about?
He told me that he was trying out for it, and he couldn't really talk a lot about it because, you know, you're under different restrictions with it and everything. And the last thing was he flew out, and he couldn't talk to me because he had to be in a hotel room and have no communication. And then he came home, and I got a phone call one day, and he said, Mom, I'm leaving. And I didn't talk to him for probably 4 months.
Were you like, where are you leaving to?
No, he told me where he was going. I was just like, oh, my God. you know, I was very happy for him, you know, very, very happy for him. Since Matt was a kid, I told him, you know, go for whatever you can go for. Reach for the stars. The world is yours. But he kind of reached a little too high at one point in his life, but that's okay.
But I think of it as a positive. I love the idea that you're getting messages from people that want him to come and talk about it. Because I think to me... Yeah, I think to me it's just kind of like you coming on here. I think it's always great to talk about it. You know, it might not be the, you know, the best thing or the worst thing or whatever, but sometimes you just want to talk about it, and it's great to hear other people's opinions and thoughts and everything.
Yes.
So for me, when I heard that, I was like, you know what? I don't think he ever thought that it would get to this point ever, you know? It's such a positive thing, I think, because you and me talked a lot about this, and if you can just have one person be affected by this and
yes.
you know, make decisions better. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
really
so for me, it's just the thought of it. Like, have you thought about the whole fact that, you know, kind of you're going to be a motivational speaker? Like, what do you think about that?
I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. And, like, if, like, where Matthew's trying to pay it forward, if one person, because this drug addiction in our country is terrific. It's at an all-time off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Off the charts. Yeah, it really is. It's sad. And it's so hard when you're, I think, in the web to come back. And if that one person can read something and it can touch them in their heart and soul and wake them up and ask for help or get help, that's, you know, that's what you strive for with something like this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really?
Well, I think we should do something on a lighter note.
Okay. Lighter note, yeah.
And I want to know if Michelle from the Bronx is still on.
I'm still here.
Hey,
Michelle.
Okay, well, I kind of had just like a little epiphany just like a, you know, a minute ago, and I kind of think that I want to do one of our new segments, and I would love to have Miss Laura, our
yes.
fantastic guest, and
thank
I would
you.
Like to invite Michelle to see if you guys want to play Truth or False with the Portuguese Princess. What do you guys think?
Absolutely, Princess. I'm game.
You guys
I am.
Are both up for it?
Sure thing.
All right.
Okay,
all right,
so wait,
well,
this is the Bronx against the Boston. Oh, no.
Yeah, the Bronx against the Boston.
This is the show.
We're going back old school New York versus Boston, old school rivalry.
Hey,
Miss okay.
Costa.
Yeah.
And we kicked
Ms.
your butt,
Paul.
What, like a month ago? I can do it again. Let's do it.
Fighting words.
Oh,
yes, Mr.
Nice.
Paul.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let's do it.
Laura and Michelle from the Bronx, hold on a second. We don't have any theme music for you, but I'm going to play a little bit of this to lead in. Let me know when I should start playing it.
Do it right now, baby. All right.
That
always love
nice.
That.
Wait a minute. I have to clap.
I hope you guys are pumped up to play. Truth or False to the Portuguese
I'm
Princess.
Ready
now.
The Bronx. That's it.
All right. Well, we're gonna have Laura, since she's our guest. You're going to answer first. And Michelle,
okay.
you will answer second. And
okay.
I'm going to make a statement, and there's going to be five questions.
Okay.
If there's a tie, we will have a tiebreaker.
Okay.
You're going to answer true or false to the statement. This is going to be stuff about my life,
okay.
about things
about
that I
life.
Write on Facebook and Twitter, and also
okay.
about the Big Brother house. Are you guys ready to play?
I'm ready.
Truth
I'm ready.
I mean, truth or false. Truth or dare. Wow.
Truth or dare.
Okay.
I have no one to make that with.
All right. Wow. Okay. So question number one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shouldn't say question number one. Statement number one. I was on slop for 2 weeks in a row. Laura, true or false?
You were on what? I missed the...
Slop. I don't know if you recall, slop is the food that they give you when you lose your food in Big Brother.
Slop. Okay, 2 weeks in a row. It must have been that Portuguese accent. I'm sorry.
it's that Rhode Island accent. You should know it, girl.
You were on slop for 2 weeks in a row. I think I'm going to say yes to that.
You're going to say true. Okay. And what is your answer, Michelle?
False.
False. And the correct answer is, I was not on Slop for 2 weeks in a row. I was never on Slop. So we have 1 point for Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
And no points, okay?
Oh, no.
Are you guys ready for question number two?
Sure.
I got beer in my HOH basket.
You got beer.
Is that true?
With the two ERs, or you got a bear?
I got a bear as in B-E-E-R.
Okay.
Bear.
Ear.
Okay.
What is your answer, Miss Laura?
True.
True. And what is your answer, Michelle?
Yeah, you did. True.
Okay, the answer is false. You guys are both wrong. I had Portuguese wine in my basket.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm sitting here trying to think which beer that you actually got.
I was thinking too, trying to picture the basket and everything. No.
Yeah, no, you guys are both wrong.
All
right, well, guess what? Laura, you have no points, and Michelle, you have one.
Yep.
Are you guys ready for the next question?
Yes.
Okay. Dan took me for a helicopter ride to the Canary Islands. True or false?
True.
So, Laura, is that true? Is that you, Laura?
Yeah, that's me. True, Laura.
Okay, and Michelle, is that true or false?
Well, there's a little elaboration on that, and I think you're trying to trick me, but...
She's trying to trick me, too? What is it?
But I'm going to say Dan didn't actually take you, but you were taken there.
Right.
Okay, so I'm
going to say
that.
Dan chose me.
Yes.
Right.
True.
For a helicopter ride to the Canary Islands. Is that true or false?
It was Canary Islands?
True. I think true.
True, and you say true, Michelle?
Yes. Yeah, I think the island is wrong.
I know the answer.
What is
it called? Wow, you guys both said true, and you guys are both wrong.
Oh, my God.
He took me to the Catalina Islands.
Okay.
The Canary Islands are located outside of Africa. Catalina Islands outside of California. Did you know that, Paul? Did you want to chime in on that one?
Michelle, I did because that's where you Skyped in and where you visited in your homeland of Portugal.
That's right.
No. Well, I knew he took you to an island.
Yes,
so
did I.
See how I took you? I'm horrible. I'm horrible. Okay.
No, I'm worse right now.
Well, Laura, you're really not that off because you have 0 points, but Michelle only has one.
I know. I'd like to get one. I know.
All right. We got another question.
Okay.
And I do have a couple extra tonight. We might extend it just because this is kind of fun. This is kind of fun. Okay.
I might need it.
Next question, and I think a lot of people out there might enjoy this one.
All right.
Okay. True or false? Am I true or false on the statement? Are you guys ready? I wore my unitard on live TV on The Late Show with Craig Ferguson. True or false? Let me repeat that. I wore my red unitard on The Late Show with Craig Ferguson when we were live from the Big Brother 10 house. Is that true or false, Laura?
I'll say true.
Okay.
Because I know you have the bees to do it, but...
I think
true. And Michelle says true. Well, you know what?
No,
you guys are actually both right on this one. And just to go a little bit on it, Michelle, I wasn't voluntarily wearing it.
No, I know.
I had to, and during that week that I had to wear the unitard was one of our weeks that we were live from our house on the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, which was the only Big Brother show that was live. So that was pretty cool.
But you know what? You rocked that unitard, so you got nothing to worry about.
Ooh.
You did, Michelle.
Laura got one.
I'm up one, but I'm still down one.
All right, we're going to have one more question. I guess this is going to be, Laura, if you don't get this right.
We'll make this a 5-point question.
Yes. And so we're going to see what happens here.
Okay.
The last question. Let's see if it's going to be the last question. You guys both ready?
Can you ask me something from BB9?
Well, I'm going to actually ask you something, but the last question is something about me and my life, okay?
Okay, yep.
So it's going to be fair and even for everybody, unless you follow me. I might not have done this, but we don't know.
Okay.
True or false? Is this a true or false statement?
Mm-hmm.
I have changed my profile pic on Facebook over 10 times this month. Is that true or false, Laura?
This month, huh?
Yep, June.
I'm
do you think I changed my profile pic more than 10 times? Do you
say
true? Okay, what do you
say,
Michelle?
Yeah, I'm
true. So you guys both say true.
I didn't say true yet.
I'm sorry. I heard true tries. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to say, this is why I'm going to say false, and only because I think you changed it once every week.
Okay. Well, one of you guys is right.
And
one of you guys
Michelle
has been watching my
wrong.
Facebook way too much. But you still didn't get the right answer, Miss Michelle from the Bronx, because
I have changed
my profile pic over 10 times because July 7th is coming around the block, and I wanted to dedicate my last month to Big Brother. So I posted up more than 10 profile pics of me in the Big Brother house. So we have a winner here.
Oh, I won.
We have a winner. Laura, the Boston has beat the Bronx. The Boston has beat
the
Bronx.
Thank you. Boston does it again. Thank you.
Wait. She has two,
Michelle.
And I got two.
Oh, I thought the last question was 5 points. I have one more question if you guys want to do a tiebreaker.
If they're true and false, then how does it go to 5 points? So
I don't know. Panther, I think, said it.
No, Jerry,
I said it.
Oh, Jerry. You're throwing me under the bus. I didn't say
it. You said 5 points. Okay, listen.
Just to make this even, okay?
Okay.
We're
going
to have one more question. It's 2-2. This is, you guys, this is down to the nitty freaking gritty,
okay? Nitty gritty, yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. And this is also going to be a question about me and my life.
Okay?
Yes. True or false? Is this a true or false statement? My favorite food is pasta.
False.
And who just said false?
I did, Laura.
Laura, okay. And Miss Michelle?
I'm going to play the odds and I'm going to say false.
So you guys both say false?
We'll probably both say false.
And the correct answer is false. My favorite food is seafood. Okay, so we're going to have to go to the last tiebreaker. Whoever gets it right, and if we do have another one, we'll keep this going. But this one's going to come off the top of my head. Okay.
All right.
Now, this is also going to be a question about my life.
All right.
And this
Michelle,
is going to be...
Michelle Costa, I have an idea. If I was Michelle from the Bronx and
Laura
picked true, I would pick true.
Yes, Paul.
Why don't we put them on mute and take their answers?
Or you can have Michelle answer first.
Oh my gosh!
Okay, I'm gonna give you guys the statement.
Okay.
We're gonna mute you guys.
Yes.
After that, so don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And who is it that's gonna hear the answer?
Well, I will put them in the screening room and ask them.
Okay. Are you guys ready to be screened?
We're ready.
All right. So this is the last question. Are you guys ready? My foot size is 9.5. Is that true or false? Okay. No, don't say anything.
Okay.
And
false.
Do we have them?
And get their answers.
All right, let's do this. It's like a drum roll. I'll tell you one thing. You know what goes with a big shoe? You guys know. And it's a big sock. So I don't want any perverts out there in the chat room thinking anything crazy. Let me know when you guys have the answer. Because I don't know. I mean... That's something that really I don't know if I've actually told people. So, it's rolling the dice on this one, folks. Have I ever mentioned my foot size?
I don't think you have, Michelle.
Gigantic feet? Or do I have petite feet? Do I have tiny little feet?
No.
Or am I a Sasquatch? Could I be Bigfoot? It could be possible, and if I was, Howie would be hunting me down. So, do we have their answers, guys?
Okay. I think I'm going to bring Michelle, or I'm going to bring Laura back up.
Okay, let's bring Laura back up. I have a good feeling that Laura's going to answer this right.
Okay, Laura, I'm not going to get your answer yet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I love this. I feel like
I love it too. This is awesome.
You know, this is like suspenseful. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like
really
the Big Brother 13 rumors. Like, you know, I'm on the edge of my seat right now.
When is it? Da-da-da.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that will be 9.5 in women, so I am reading the chat. Ha ha ha.
Okay.
Ha ha ha. So and Cherry, you know their answers, so they're not going to change them. So you guys have to be, you know, stick with your guns on this one. Laura, what's your answer?
We don't have.
Hello? All right, guys.
We don't have any of their answers
up,
yet.
I couldn't go back to on live. And I'll tell you what their answers were. They both said false.
Oh, gosh. You know what? And that's true. My foot size is 9.5. I got a big foot.
No.
Wait, you got to be able to tilt forward so far with those big puppies without falling over, Costa.
Well, listen, if you remember the wall that I was on.
Sneakers.
Yeah, think about that. You know, I was holding up a lot, but guess what? Them feet were they're big enough to hold it up. So,
we have to go to, okay, I'm thinking of a number who gets closest.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I'm
thinking of my favorite number. My favorite number. And it ranges from 1 to 100. And I want you to get as close as you possibly can to my favorite number. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, Laura, you go first. What's your number between 1 and 100?
7.
7? Okay. And what is yours, Michelle?
11.
And we have a winner, folks. We have a winner, and the closest to my lucky favorite number in the entire world, which my lucky number is 29, would be Michelle from the Bronx, and I'm not happy to say this because I am a Boston fan, and I am in the Northeast, New England, but you have the Bronx, you got it again.
Right.
You got us again, and you're right.
Good girl.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm always feeling gracious when it gets to the end of this segment, and I'm willing to both give you both the prize. I just need something in return from you guys, and I just need you guys to be able to share with me later on privately, DM me, Facebook me, tweet me, text me, call me, your address, because you're going to get an autographed pic. That's right, of the Portuguese Princess in Providence.
Thank you.
In her unitard. That's right, you guys.
In the unitard.
So.
That's so nice.
I know, you guys. Just contain yourselves, okay?
I can't control it. I'm having hot flashes right now. Wait a minute. Please.
I know, you guys. Calm down. We might have to go to a commercial break because I think that things have gotten a little crazy. Do we have any clips or anything that we can maybe play of Ron? Do you guys know? Because, I'm sure we do. I think it's about that time because Ron loved game shows and he loved people winning stuff. So let's play a Ron clip.
Awesome. Thank you, Michelle.
Wait a minute.
And Michelle.
Thank you guys for playing.
Wait a minute.
This
is what? For Michelle from the Bronx.
Wait a minute. Now I'm having chest pains here in Boston.
That
was
a
and what was
Laura's going to be like, I ain't going on there anymore. This is some bullshit.
In a hot seat. I would. It was really nice of all of you to have me on. Seriously.
Oh, well, thank you so
much.
And
thank you, too. And Michelle, Matthew said hi, by the way.
Well, you tell him I said hi. And you know, I just want to say, Laura, personally, I thank you so much for coming out and talking. You know, some people wouldn't have, and I think it's great. I think it's one of those things that's just, you know, be able to communicate and talk about what is real life, what is reality.
Yeah,
and it's so ironic
that
we talk about reality TV so much,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And this is life.
This is real life. That's right. That's right. And it is.
Laura, this is Paul. Before you go, at any rate, they are often used too often, but one day at a time,
absolutely.
Let go, let God.
Yeah, oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
I really do. And I thank all of you, and I thank all the Facebook fans and all the Big Brother fans, and Matt thanks you, and, you know, keep reading and keep, you know, thinking positive about all of it. Take it all in, and it's true. It's real life. It happens every day when you least expect it. Really,
yep.
It does. It really, really does. And, you know, really. So.
You know, like, life doesn't throw you challenges if you can't grasp it and understand the whole velocity of it and what it's supposed to mean to you in your life and how it's going to affect your life, and it's what you make of it. So
right.
I personally want to thank you, and I know everybody doesn't think. I want to thank Panther for communicating with you. And is there anything else you want to say? And if you want to, please promote Maddie's blog.
Please
just let people know. You know,
blog, it's wonderful. He's writing them either weekly or biweekly. It means so much to him. Go to www.maddiemcdonald.wordpress.com and follow him on Twitter. He has so many followers now. And I want to thank my sister Christine for everything. Kevin, Michael, my father, my whole family, all Matt's friends for the love and support they've been showing, going back and forth to see him when I couldn't, or just because they wanted to, because they love him, and all of you.
He spoke about how wonderful his family has been, and I know that is so important to him. And
so important.
His words just touched my heart so much when I read his blog, and I know it's very hard on you and all of his family and friends, but I'm sure that one day all of this will be behind you and he'll be back with you and things will be better.
Thank you.
Hopefully
it is so hard, and
you
have to go on with your life. You know, that's the sad part, but you know something's just not right. You know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah.
Hole there.
Yeah, but you know what? Matt's going to come out of there a better man, a better person, a better son, if that's even possible, a better friend. But, you know, he's just changed so much. I just couldn't ask for anything more. It's a tough lesson to learn, but really.
You can definitely hear how he's growing and developing and learning to appreciate what he didn't appreciate before.
And we just want to thank everybody for all the love and support you've shown, really.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Anytime. You know.
You let us know when you want to come and chat.
You
let us know how Maddie's doing.
Absolutely.
And his blogs. And if you wanna keep following us during the Big Brother season, and maybe Matt can give a little, you know, dish out a little bit what he thinks, and because I'm sure he's gonna probably be watching so maybe you know you can let us know what your thoughts are on the new Big Brother season, because we love to have you. You love to talk, and we love people that love to talk. And you know,
excellent. And Michelle,
you're
don't
just
forget
fantastic.
Our plan when I come to Rhode Island.
I listen, you have my number.
I'm taking
so.
You up on that. That's right. Okay.
You know that. You know that.
And I know,
Kathy,
you're in New Hampshire. You're a stone's throw away.
Well, it would be great if you could attend. Panther actually does a Toys for Tots event in December, and it's going to be my, yes, and it's during December, and we have a few Big Brother guests come, and we've actually had American Idol and everything.
If you want to invite me, I'll be there.
Oh.
We want to invite you. And
Panther,
you know what?
Let her know. Panther's on here.
It's not that far away either. It's right here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, so it's like an hour from you.
Perfect. I would be honored.
Hey,
it's
a blast.
A heads up.
Thank you.
I know
first
Cowboy
weekend
is
in
there,
December.
But I don't know if this is like a subject he likes to talk about as well.
Absolutely. It's one
I don't know.
Here in
Cowboy,
are
you
part.
Still on?
I'm still on.
Oh,
yeah,
Cowboy's been quiet.
Cowboy,
do you want to plug that to Miss Laura?
Well, New Hampshire is one of the best charities I think Michelle and myself do. This is my third season to be a part of it, and I believe it's Miss Michelle Costa's fourth season. And I mean, the thing is I've got four kids, and this is a way for me to, you know, give to the kids because kids are so important. And New Hampshire welcomes us every year, and it's amazing. I love it when it starts snowing, and I remember two seasons ago we got to do angels in the snow, and in Oklahoma we don't get much snow, so it's kind of nice to get it once in a while.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
If you invite me, I will be there.
Hey, cowboy.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you like to tell Miss Laura and Miss Michelle Costa the dates, please?
Yes.
December the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Thank you, Bantha.
Was it 12-2 and 12-4, did you say?
The 2nd, 3rd, and the 4th of December.
Oh, perfect. And it's in Portsmouth. Excellent.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, Saturday, we do a parade there in Portsmouth, and that's always fun.
Oh, my gosh. It is. And I know that was a little dig from Panther, so I loved it. Thank you, girlfriend.
I always want to get into the hot tub with the beautiful bikini girls, but they won't let me leave. They won't let me get in.
I had to fight them off. I was like, no, it's my cowboy. No. And they were like, I was like, down, girls. And they were trying to use their fancy hot tub, and it was like 10 below, and it was snowing. And they were like, it's really warm over here, and we got beers. I was like, how dare you? No, but it was hilarious, honestly. It was really funny. I was actually ready to jump in there with the girls, too, so I'm not even kidding. It was cold. It was cold and snowy, but it's so worth it that we really didn't even, like, you know, kind of when they're like adrenaline takes over you, you kind of forget, like, all right, it is freezing. My toes are frostbitten, and you don't really
care.
When
you're doing something to someone else, you know, out of your heart, you don't think of yourself.
Yeah.
You don't. You just bypass that and think about them and what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Well, and I do radio show every Thursday on Ron Rad Reality Show as well. And it's 8:00. Help me out with the time zone. Central
all right.
Time.
During Big Brother, the normal 10 p.m. Eastern show is going to move up to 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central.
Okay.
And we start that this Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's going to be all about Big Brother, baby.
Absolutely.
It's
Big Brother.
It's going to be...
I can't believe another season is here already. Wow.
Can you believe it? Everybody,
no.
Their summers
no.
are over. You're not going to talk to your friends, your family. You're not going to leave the house. Okay, your DVR is going to be overheated. And it's... I'm ready for Big Brother 13.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I am too. And Thursday's going to kick you off the round table. It's going to be our flashback Thursday. We're going to talk about kind of some inside stories of me getting on the show. We're going to talk about why the round table became the round table. And we're going to enjoy ourselves to open the season, and then I guess it premieres July the 7th.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Cowboy's got a great show planned for Thursday Roundtable.
Excellent. I'll be listening. I hope everybody else is listening too right now, and they're going to be listening.
Oh, they're listening to you. They've been listening to you, Laura. They loved everything you had to say, and they really appreciate it. We thank you so much. If you'd like to stay on, we would love for you to stay on. We're going to be chatting a little bit about Big Brother 13, so if it's up to you, if you want to stay on and chat with us, or, you know, I don't know if you have anything to do, but are you busy right now?
Would you mind if I got off?
Oh, no, absolutely
not. If you
not.
Want me to
absolutely
stay on,
not.
I'll stay on, sure.
No, we're actually going to go to talking about Big Brother 13, but if you need to go, please, you know, if you have any final words that you want to let everybody know, and if you want everybody, you know,
everybody.
To know the link
it's
and everything.
It's been excellent having me on. I appreciate it. Matthew sends his love and peace to everybody, and Big Brother, here we come.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. And anytime you want to chat, you know where to find me.
Laura, well, thank you so much
Laura,
for letting me reach out to you.
What?
I'm
giving
you
sorry.
The opportunity to rematch.
Okay, anytime, Michelle. You're on. Michelle Costa, you got that?
Wow. Okay, I sense a challenge. Like this to me
challenge.
Is like
so set something up right now. You're gonna set that up and get back to us.
All right.
Thank you so much.
We should be able to pick out some of the topics, though.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be any fun. No.
Michelle for a minute, huh? No. I'm dying to get that picture. So, oh, yeah, I have to give you my address.
Yeah, make sure you guys send me
Absolutely.
Your info, tweet me,
I got
text
you,
me,
no
Facebook
problem.
Me, and I will get that to you. If you're in Canada, I don't think we can mail to you. I know none of you guys are, but Canada's having a mail strike right now, so they're not having, I can't mail anything to Canada. Sorry, Canada.
Wow. Thanks for the
thank
news.
Thank you, everyone. I'm not going to mention everyone's name, but thank you all so much.
Thank
appreciate
you so much.
It.
And Laura,
thank
you for letting me reach out to you. This is Panther. Thank you for letting me reach out to you.
Pleasure. Pleasure's mine.
Thank you, Laura. And I will definitely call and, you know, bother you here and there.
Absolutely.
I will definitely
anytime,
call and bother you here and there, yeah.
No bother. No bother. Anytime. I mean it.
Good luck.
Okay. Thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Laura.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, gosh. She is just awesome.
That
awesome.
Was amazing. Amazing.
Right.
Amazing.
Big Brother talk. With the
yeah, we're
going to
talk Big Brother. I just want to say one thing. You know what? And when you get when you're down to the bottom, you need people like that around you to lift you up and bring you back to the place where you remember. So I'm just saying that he has a huge backbone, and I think that he's going to come out and everything's going to be okay. So that's enough of that. All right. Let's start talking Big Brother 13. And, Cowboy, you're still on, correct?
I'm still on, and I'm not in sequester, so you know I'm not there.
All right. Well, I'm not in sequester either. So I think this is a great time, Cherry. I think I need you on this one, for us to get to our other segment, because it's going to relate to what we need to talk about. And do you know what segment I'm talking about, Cherry?
I think I do. Let's get it started.
All right.
All right. Who's ready to play? What would Ron say?
Well, it's come to that point of the night, which is going to be one of our all-time favorite segments from here till whenever we know. And it's what would Ron say? And Cowboy, I kind of want to ask you first, seeing that, you know, you're calling in and we haven't really heard from you. But we do this every week, and it's to keep Ron's memory alive. And what better topic to talk about than Ron and Big Brother 13? Because, you know, Ron is crazy over Big Brother 13 and it's starting and the rumors and everything. So my question to you, Cowboy, is what would Ron say about Big Brother 13 being 10 days away and all these rumors starting and all these things about the Big Brother house being like a Halloween house and superstition? What do you think Ron would say?
Get a lot, people. Get away from your team. No, I'm joking. I think that, you know, he really got excited, probably more than we did. And you know what? Ron, I think he would literally say, I know what he would say. He would say, this is the time that his mom and him always started getting ready to play their own personal Big Brother game. And I think that he would probably touch on that.
Like they had their own personal game where they would pick who were their favorites and who would make it and everything.
And they would put like themselves in there, and they would vote people out each week. They created their own from the Big Brother cast, but they put like, you know, she was in the game, he would be in the game, Jordan, his niece Jordan would be in the game, just stuff like that, where each week someone got voted out.
Yeah, you know, he definitely, you know, that's I love that you talked about it, because last week we had a clip of him and his mom, and she was talking about Big Brother 11 and how she loved Jeff because he was from Chicago and everything. So it's great that you brought that up. And this is a segment, Cowboy, that we want everybody to interact. We want people in the chat room to say what, you know, their thoughts are. Everybody that's on the phone right now, Panther, Paul, Cherry, you know, my thoughts. And I think that you kind of are maybe right on the money a little bit. You know, we have some other people saying that he would say, I need to go poop, which I guess it goes along with him having to go pee all the time. And I think he would be wanting to get those rumors. He would be all over every forum, and he'd be calling, and he'd be asking questions, and he'd be trying to find out who's tweeting and who all of a sudden stopped tweeting. Oh, they haven't tweeted in, like, the past 2 hours. I don't know. What do you guys think? I think that maybe...
I see what you said, yeah.
You know?
Michelle,
I think
do you
they,
remember last year they had that house set up, and there was a site that had a false rumor site where they had a funeral parlor room with a casket sitting in the middle of it?
I remember that, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And everybody thought there was going to be this funeral parlor room, and it turned out to be a hoax. And that was the big thing last year when the rumor mill started, that there was going to be this funeral parlor room. And everybody was like, "How? That's horrible taste. Big Brother, that's, you know, so horrible." And it was a big hoax. And Ron was always quick to pick those out. And he was almost certain that that was not going to be. And he called it out right away. I don't think that's going to be. No, I think that's a hoax. You know?
Yeah.
And he was really quick on all that, you know. People were coming in saying, "Oh, did you see this room? You know, did you see this new house with this funeral room?" And he was like, "No, I don't think that's going to be at all." You know, he was really quick with all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, the rumors are just starting to come out today. Like I said, I heard, you know, the house is going to be Halloween themed, and, you know, maybe there's something in the whole Big Brother 13 being unlucky or lucky. I don't know. It's like, I feel like that this year compared to the past few years, it really has kind of been later than normal, because we would have heard other things. And I think that funeral thing that you're talking about kind of came out a few weeks or a month or something beforehand. And I think we were just grasping at whatever, you know. It's like,
right,
give us anything, give us something, just say anything. And I think this year it's taking a long time for things to come out, you know. And but, you know, I hear that they're doing press today, and that hopefully by midnight tonight we'll be having, what is it, pictures of the house and stuff like that. So,
what do you think about the theme, Crash My Party?
Crash My Party. You know, that, to me it sounds like, you know, somebody come in that you don't want them to come.
Is
you know,
real?
Crashing the party, that's
no.
What I would think, you know.
Is that
so,
what they said?
I don't know. It could be a lot of powerful people, maybe, meaning like they have a very powerful personality that really don't keep anything back. Like they maybe not will be like, oh, the quiet one, the
you
one that,
you
know, is the person that, you know, takes a fight and tries to be like, oh, everybody just get along. It might be just everybody's like, bam. I mean, I don't know. We could
so
we
Michelle
could speculate
Cuffey,
all day long.
In the house?
Oh gosh, you know, I don't know. Could it be the twin talking right now?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, you never know. You never know.
What was I wearing the first time you kissed me? Oh, wrong sister.
Oh.
Oh, we're getting some juice now.
See that? Rumors are coming out again. Here they go. I'm sorry, Paul. Go ahead, Paul.
No, Michelle from the Bronx, when you first came on screening room, you wanted to talk any rumors. Had you heard anything different than what's been brought up?
I somewhat read that there were 10 house guests.
Wow.
That there were you said you heard that there was 10 house guests?
Yes.
Okay.
And that 3 may be returning. But I really think that the source where it came from might have been jumbled just a little bit. But I'm not 100% sure. I take these rumors as just what they are, rumors, and then other people adding their little speculations to it. I keep thinking that they're going to hold something back. They can't show us their hand, and, you know, rumors and stuff like that are always going to be. And I think what they're going to do is, just like the coffin, however that generated, it had to come from someplace.
Yeah.
So
we don't know where that someplace is, you know? So that's the problem.
They're going to throw something fake out. Like, the people that did the interviews, maybe they only interviewed, you know, 10 people. So that's why the number 10 is out. And so now we're thinking, all right, well, it's going to be a small cast. Well, we all know that they're not going to have 10 people.
Right.
You know, so maybe they're either going to have other people that they haven't interviewed come in.
Which is very possible, because when I went back for season 11, I didn't do my interviews until, I think, the day before I went in the house. Well, I didn't do no interviews. I did pictures. So, and the reason why was they didn't want no one to know that I was there. The rest of it will come later. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, it's bedtime already. So I really think that everyone is in sequester. I really feel that, and the reason why I say that is, since season 11 was probably the earliest I was in sequester, and I mean I was already there by this time.
Yeah. You know, it was different for me because I guess they say that they'll be in the house before July 4th. I was not in the house. I was still sequestered July 4th. So,
in my season, I was in the house for July the 4th. Authors, they were in the house for July the 4th. Season 11, I actually watched fireworks outside the hotel window. So,
me too.
I think they pushed it past 4th July, and I think the reason why is they want production to really kind of enjoy, I guess, 4th July with their family, and if the house guest is in the house, it makes it a little bit harder, maybe.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think they just kind of maybe switch it up just to keep people wondering, thinking. But I did see a tweet that said that the first Big Brother season 1 did start on July 7th of 2000. So I thought that was kind of a neat little fact that the first ever Big Brother was started on the same date. I believe mine was July 9th.
I think that this year's Big Brother will closely follow one of the other countries' Big Brother their themes.
The themes?
Right.
Why? Why would they?
I just have that feeling.
Why have all that production when then you're just copying somebody else's, and other people that are in other states will be watching, you know, like from Justin TV and stuff?
I didn't say it would copy it exactly, but I think it's going to have a very close similarity.
So just like the ones that are the skanky-clad bathing suits on the Argentinian one.
Oh, that would be
awesome. Whoa, I haven't seen that one, but do tell.
God.
Jeez.
Crazy.
That might bring in some numbers.
What have you been watching, Michelle? Holy crap. I thought you've been watching Housewives this whole time, and nope, she's been watching Big Brother Argentina, naked Big Brother House,
here
I guess.
She turns up on the Mob Wives, and she's watching something even better.
Let's pitch the Playboy, naked Big Brother.
It's the Playboy edition.
Yeah, they get pretty raunchy, and the girls there are like, they're thonging it big time. They get
wow.
Away from thongs, yeah.
I gotta send my video in. What the hell?
Yeah, me too.
Me and Clay, we gotta end this conversation. Me and Cowboy gotta make a video.
Sorry.
Me and Cowboy need to make a video ASAP.
Hey, together or separate?
I would say together just to make it really pop.
Wow,
just because what I'm saying is by what Michelle's saying that these girls know how to get on the show. So we got to do something bigger, better, that's going to just smack them when they watch the video. And
well, you know, Michelle, they say they grow them big in Texas, so.
Oh, my God.
So we're talking about push-up bras, and I can't say the other.
Oh, my goodness. Woo! I think that's a great way to maybe possibly have, you know, Ron do an exiting little clip. And to end this lovely show, because I think that the it ended on a good note. And me and Cowboy, we need to get to make the video. We got to go now. Minutes, seconds are priceless at this moment. And I personally want to say thanks again, Ron. I love the clips. So thank you, Paul. Yeah. Thank you, Panther. Thank you, Cherry. Michelle, thank you for calling in. Fantastic. Thank you for playing the game. Send me your address.
Pick me up.
And gosh, Cowboy, I will talk to you in a few minutes. You know what I'm talking about?
I love you, baby.
So I don't know if anybody else has anything else that they want to say, but after you guys have your last words, we will be playing a clip that's going to take us out of the show, which is going to be Ron. So the floor is whoever's next.
I just
thank you all for coming, and I want to remind everyone that Cowboy will be doing the very first roundtable show, flashback edition, this Thursday. Please come and join us. This is going to be a very, very special edition show. And he is going to really offer some really interesting, very touching subjects and really tell us about some great things. Cowboy, you want to talk about it just a tad?
Well, I mean, I kind of mention it, you know. The biggest thing is we're all doing this show for a reason. And, you know, it was Ron's dream to do radio broadcasting. And so, you know, here we are living our dream through Ron, and mm-hmm. Ron was living his dream through us. And so that's what we're going to touch base on. We're going to talk about Big Brother. We're going to talk about, you know, maybe people contact me through Facebook all the time. Hey, can you help me make a video? What do I need to say? Maybe we'll touch base on that and kind of give you some, you know, some pointers of how you can do your video to send in. And
it's
yes,
a great
you have
show.
To be dragged.
Don't give up all the secrets, baby. We need to keep some of those for our video.
So come join us on Thursday night's show, the Roundtable Edition, and we'll see you then. This is going to be Ron taking us out of the show. Thank you for joining us tonight. We'll see you on Thursday.
It's just another manic Monday.
And this show was brought to you by the Rad Reality Show. And this show, and I'm the host, Ron Rad, and you've listened to the Rad Reality Show.
God bless you guys.
Come back Thursday.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Jerry Garcia signing out.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks for everything.